A Mathura court on January 25 heard the matter in the Shri Krishna Janmabhumi Shahi Eidgah Masjid dispute. An additional civil judge senior division 3 fixed February 10 as the date for the next hearing. On January 25, a request was put forward by the Krishna Janmabhumi site for scrutiny or an inspection of the Shahi Eidgah Masjid. Alternatively, the Eidgah site prayed for recalling the order of Amin inspection and demanded the case's dismissal. Following the Mathura court's December 22 order, a new plea had been moved before the Mathura court seeking the attendance of officials of the Archaeological Survey of India, ASSI, during the time when court Amin inspected the Eidgah Mosque site. Civil Judge Sonika Verma had directed the civil court officers on December 22, 2022, to visit and survey the disputed premises and present a report with maps before the court by January 20, 2023. The plea had been filed by the National Treasurer of the Akhil Bharat Hindu Mahasabha, Dinesh Sharma. The National President of Hindu Sena filed the suit through Advocate Shailesh Dube, Vishnu Gupta, seeking possession of the Shahi Eidgah premises and pulling down of the current structure cited there. In the suit, plaintiff Vishnu Gupta had challenged the ownership of 13.77-acre land on which the Eidgah was established. The suit stated that the Eidgah was erected by Aurangzeb on the 13.37 acres of Shri Krishna's birthplace after razing the Shri Krishna temple. Bearing this in mind, the suit sought the annulment of the agreement between Shri Krishna Janmasthan Seva Sangh and Shahi Eidgah, effected in the year 1968, terming it illegitimate. Seeking an Archaeological Survey of India official's attendance during the inspection, the instant plea had been moved by Vishnu Gupta by stating that the said court had directed to get the status of the premises via Amin Sahab. However, for the installation of the stones in the Eidgah, to put forward the accurate facts, and to draw an appropriate inference, it was essential that the officials of the ASSI must be present during the inspection by Amin Sahab, and they should chalk down all the facts and give their opinions about the age of the stones. The plea had also alleged that in the Eidgah, the stones of the ancient temple, mythological engravings, and artworks had been installed, and the stones of all the artifacts of Shri Krishna had been changed, giving the impression as if the remnants of the ancient temple had been buried in Eidgah. Previously, the Allahabad High Court had stayed proceedings pending before the Mathura Court on August 3, 2022, in a suit filed by the Shri Krishna Janmabhumi Trust and other private parties. The order was passed while hearing a petition filed challenging the judgment passed by the district judge, Mathura, in which the court had held that the suit to eliminate the Shahi Eidgah Masjid, supposedly constructed on the land of Shri Krishna Janmabhumi, was maintainable. The Mathura court had allowed a revision plea by the Shri Krishna Janmabhumi Trust and other private parties and overturned a civil court order dismissing their suit in September 2020. We filed a petition in court and the order was given, for a survey. That land is of Lord Krishna who was born in Mathura, it's evident. Now a court commissioner has been appointed for a survey, everything's under the purview of law, Vishnu Gupta, petitioner in the matter, told ANI. The Shahi Masjid Eidgah, which was constructed on a portion of the 13.37 acres possessed by the Shri Krishna Janmabhumi Trust, was the subject of a lawsuit brought by the petitioners on December 8, 2022. In the Court of Civil Judge Senior Division pursuant to the demolition of the Katra Keshav Dev Temple by Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb.